Will you please turn to the book of Romans?
请我们一同翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
罗马书第六章第六节。
Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Let's have a word of prayer.
请我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together this morning.
亲爱的主，为着今天早晨你聚集我们在一起，我们感谢你。
We do gather unto Thy holy name.
我们实在是聚在你的圣名底下。
We do thank and praise Thee that where Thy name is, there is Thy presence.
我们实在感谢你，因为你的名在哪里，哪里就有你的同在。
Dear Lord, we are in Thy very presence.
主啊，我们实在是在你的同在中。
We stand on holy ground.
我们是站在圣地。
We want to remove our shoes before Thee.
主啊，我们在你面前要脱下鞋来。
We want to prostrate ourselves before Thee.
我们要在你面前俯伏。
And say, Lord,What hast thou to say to us?
我们向你说，主啊，你有什么话要向我们说？
Thy servants heareth.
你的仆人静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We do thank the Lord for gathering us together this time.
为着这一次主聚集我们在一起，我们感谢他。
We know that we are living in the last days.
我们知道我们是活在末世。
The coming of our Lord Jesus is so near.
我们主耶稣基督的再来是何等的近。
And this is the time that we all should be prepared to meet him face to face.
这乃是我们该预备自己与他面对面相见的时刻。
And that is the reason why.We are gathered here.
这就是为什么我们聚集在这里。
Our theme is the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
我们的主题乃是达到神永远旨意的道路，十字架。
Even though our emphasis this time will be on the cross.
虽然这一次我们所强调的重点是在十字架。
But dear brothers and sisters, I hope that we still remember.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我盼望我们仍然记得。
The cross is only a means to an end.
十字架只不过是达到目的的一个方法。
The cross is not the end.
十字架并不是结局。
So we must not forget what is the end.
所以我们不需我们。不应该忘记什么是目的。
The end is God's eternal purpose.
那目的乃是神永远的旨意。
So we must put that before us all the time.
所以我们应该一直的把那摆在我们眼前。
What is God's eternal purpose?
什么是神永远的旨意呢？
To put it very simply,
我们很简单的来说，
God's eternal purpose is concerning His own Son.
神永远的旨意就是关于他自己的儿子。
He wants his son to have the first place in all things.
他要他的儿子在万有之上居首位。
It is God's will to sum up, to gather up all things in Christ Jesus.
神的旨意乃是要叫万有在他儿子耶稣基督里面同归于一。
The things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
在天上的，在地上的。
His heart is centered upon his beloved son.
他的心乃是集中在他所亲爱的儿子身上。
And because of his love for his son,
因着他对他儿子的爱，
he gave his son a precious gift.
他给他儿子一个宝贵的礼物。
And that gift is the church.
那个礼物乃是教会。
That we, the redeemed, should become the bride of the Lamb.
所以我们这一般蒙救赎的人要成为羔羊的妻。
So the eternal purpose of God is simply this.
所以神永远的旨意，简单的来说，
Christ and the church.
就是基督与教会。
And in order to arrive at this eternal purpose of God,
为着要达到神这永远的旨意，
there is only one way.
只有一条路。
Our brother Lance has already mentioned.
我们亲爱的兰培德弟兄已经提到，
that except the way of the cross, there is no other way to arrive at God's eternal purpose.
除了十字架的道路以外，没有别的道路能够达到神永远的旨意。
The cross is God's prescribed way unto his purpose.
十字架乃是神所定规达到他目的的道路。
And we must go by that way.
我们必须要走在这条路上。
Because this is the only way that will lead us back to God's eternal purpose.
因为这乃是引我们达到神永远旨意的唯一道路。
We know that the cross was originally a sign of shame, of curse, of death.
我们知道十字架它原初乃是一个羞辱，是一个死亡的记号。
And why is it that today the cross becomes a sign of blessing, of glory, and of victory?
为什么今天它成为了祝福、荣耀和得胜的记号呢？
It is not because of the cross itself.
并不是因为十字架本身。
It is because of him crucified.
乃是因为那钉在十字架上的他那一位。
It is our Lord Jesus.
乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
Who changes the cross from shame to glory.
他将十字架从羞辱变为荣耀。
From curse to blessing,
从咒诅变为祝福。
From death to victory,
从死亡变为得胜。
So as we fellowship on this matter of the cross,
所以当我们在交通十字架这件事的时候，
It is not the cross itself, it is Christ crucified.
不是十字架本身，乃是钉十字架的基督。
Therefore we must keep our Lord Jesus Christ always before us.
所以我们需要一直的把我们主耶稣基督摆在我们的面前。
The reason why we must go by way of the cross.
为什么我们需要走十字架的道路呢？
Because it leads us to Christ.
因为它引我们到基督那里。
It leads us to the church.
它领我们到教会那里。
It leads us to God's eternal purpose.
它引我们走到神永远的旨意中。
Now this time our emphasis is more on what the cross means to us.
所以这一次我们所要强调的乃是十字架对我们的意义是什么。
Therefore we emphasize on the cross and the world.
所以我们强调十字架和世界。
How the cross deliver us from the world.
十字架把我们从世界中拯救出来。
We emphasize the cross and the law.
我们也强调十字架与律法。
How we are delivered by the cross from the law.
我们如何借着十字架从律法中得释放。
That we may be married to another one, our Lord Jesus Christ.
好叫我们能够与我们主耶稣基督联合。
We will fellowship on the cross and the flesh.
我们也要交通到十字架和肉体。
Because unless the cross is put to death, Christ will not be increased in us.
因为若不是借着十字架把我们肉体致死，基督就不会在我们里面增加。
My responsibility is on the cross and the flesh.
我的责任乃是关于十字架和肉体。
Now we would like to approach this from three areas.
我们要从三方面来看这件事情。
We would like to look at the cross and the old man.
我们要看十字架与旧人。
And then the cross and the flesh.
然后是十字架与肉体。
And finally the cross and the self-life.
最后乃是十字架与己的生命。
Now this morning, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，今天早晨
we will center upon the cross and the old man.
我们要集中在十字架与旧人这个题目上。
May we read Romans 6:6 again.
让我们再读罗马书六章六节。
Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him.That the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
We would like to approach this matter from the personal experiential side.
我们要从个人经历的这一个角度来看这个问题。
We know the book of Romans gives us a full account of the glad tidings of God.
我们知道罗马书将神所赐给我们福音的全面给我们看见。
Now how do we approach this glad tidings of God from our personal standpoint.
我们怎样从我们个人的角度来接近来看神所赐给我们的福音呢？
Now of course, first of all, we realize that we have sinned.
当然我们首先我们意识到我们犯了罪。
Not only the word of God tells us so.
不仅神的话语告诉我们。
The spirit of God will convict us of our sin.
神的灵也指出我们的罪来。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
There is no exception.
没有一个例外的。
What is sin?
什么是罪呢？
Sin is coming short of the glory of God.
罪乃是使我们亏缺神荣耀的事。
Sin is not being like God.
罪乃是使我们不能像神了。
Because it is the will of God that we should be like Him.
因为神的旨意乃是要我们能够像他。
He created us according to His image, after His likeness.
他乃是照着他的形象来造我们的。
And He is willing to give His own life to us.
他甘心乐意地为我们舍了他自己的命。
That we may be transformed and conformed to the image of God's Son.
好叫我们被改变，被磨成神儿子的形象。
This is the will of God for us.
这乃是神向着我们的旨意。
And anything that is short of that is sin in the sight of God.
任何达不到这个旨意的，在神的眼中看就是罪。
So as we were convicted by the Holy Spirit of our sins.
当我们被圣灵指出我们的罪的时候，
How should that problem be solved.
这个问题我们要怎样来解决呢？
In the book of Romans, it tells us.
在罗马书里面告诉我们。
It is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus that will cleanse us from all our sins.
乃是我们主耶稣基督的宝血要洗净我们一切的罪。
It is by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
乃是借着我们主耶稣基督的血。
That we are justified.Before God.
我们在神的面前得以称义。
We can stand before God.
我们可以站立在神的面前。
Not because of what we have done.
不是因为我们做了什么。
Not because of our marriage.
不是因为我们的德性。
It is because of the precious blood.
乃是他 宝贵的血
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是我们主耶稣基督的宝血
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
I believe all who are here this morning.
我们相信今天早晨我们所有在这里的
Hopefully there is no exception.
盼望没有一个例外的
That we have all experienced the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们都已经经历了我们主耶稣基督宝血的功效
Thank God.He has forgiven us our sins.
感谢神，他赦免了我们一切的罪。
Thank God, He has given us a new life.
感谢神，他赐给我们一个新生命。
Thank God, we have a living relationship with God today.
感谢神，我们今天和神之间有一个活的关系。
As a matter of fact, we are in favor before God.
事实上，我们在神的面前已经蒙了恩。
And you'll find towards in the beginning of Romans chapter 5.
我们在罗马书它前一半开始的时候。
Chapter 5 verse 1 to 11.
第五章第十一节。
We find that we are having been justified by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
在那里看见我们靠着我们主耶稣基督的血得以称义。
And we...Now, hope, boast in hope of the glory of God.
现在我们也在神的荣耀中得着一个盼望。
Knowing that how he died for us when we were yet sinners.
知道在我们还是罪人的时候他如何为我们死。
Now, how much more that we should live By him.
我们就更应该靠着他来过我们的生活。
So we really boast in God.
所以我们实在是以神为夸口，以神为乐。
Thinking that now everything is solved.
我们看见了，一切的问题都解决了。
We can go on and on until we reach glory.
我们可以一直这样往前，直到我们达到荣耀。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
to our surprise,
对我们叫我们吃惊的
when our first love began to wane,
当我们的起初的爱开始消退的时候
we discover that we are not fully saved from sin.
我们开始发现我们并没有完全的从最终得着拯救。
Our sins in a plural number may be forgiven.
我们所犯的罪那众多的罪都已经得着了赦免。
But we find that the power of sin is still upon us.
但是我们发现那罪的权势仍然在我身上。
And because of that,
因那个缘故
unfortunately we find ourselves continue to commit sin.
很可惜的我们发现自己仍然还在犯罪。
And we do not know what is the reason for it.
我们不知道它的原因是什么。
Because we want to do the will of God.
因为我们要遵行神的旨意。
But what we want to do, we cannot do.
但是我们盼望行出来的我们却做不到。
What we do not want to do, we do it.
我们不愿意行出来的，我们却去做它。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, we have all gone through this period.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信我们所有的人都曾经经过这个阶段。
Sometimes we begin to doubt whether we are saved or not.
有的时候我们开始怀疑我到底是不是真正得救了。
But we do know.That we believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是有一件事我们确定知道的，就是我已经相信了主耶稣。
We know we are saved.
我知道我是得救了。
But why is it?
但是为什么呢？
That the power of sin is still upon us.
就是罪的权势仍然在我身上了。
How can we be delivered from the power of sin?
我们怎么能从罪的权势中得拯救呢？
And this is something that we find in Romans from chapter 5 verse 12 on.
这就是我们在罗马书第五章从十二节开始往下
Now, in order to understand the situation,
为着要让我们明白这个情况,
there is a principle that we have to understand first.
我们首先需要明白一个原则。
And that is Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 21.
那就是在罗马书第五章十二节到二十一节里所记载的。
And it is the principle of one and many.
这个原则乃是从一人达到众人。
The principle of one and many.
就是一人和众人的原则。
Because of the offense of one man.
因着一个人的过分。
All were condemned.
众人都被定罪了。
But thank God because of one man's righteousness.
但是感谢神，因着一人的公义
，all will be justified.
众人都得以称义了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，in the sight of God,
在神的眼中看
，there are only two men.
总是只有两个人。
The whole world, through the ages, in God's sight, there are only two men.
全世界历世历代的时代中，在神的眼中只有两个人。
The first man is Adam.
第一个人乃是亚当。
And the second man is Christ.
第二个人是基督。
All those who were born to this world,
所有生在这世上的人
are in Adam,
都在亚当里
and all who will be reborn in Christ,
那些在基督里重生的人
will be in the second man,
乃在第二个人里面
Now this is God's way,
这乃是神的道路
So we find that even though there are countless people in this world,
所以我们看见虽然在世界上有数不出来的人
that in the sight of God there is only one man.
但是在神的眼中看只有一个人
and that is Adam, our father.
那乃是我们的始祖亚当
Every one of us are in him.
我们每一个人都在亚当里
and because Adam sinned,
因为亚当犯了罪
so we have all sinned.
所以我们众人都犯了罪
We know that Adam,He became a sinner because he committed sin.
我们知道亚当是因为犯了罪而成了罪人。
But we, the sons and daughters of Adam,
但是我们作为亚当的子女的
when we were born, we were sinners.
当我们出生的时候我们就是罪人了。
And because we were sinners, therefore we sin.
因为我们是罪人所以我们犯罪。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
even our sinful acts
即便
have been washed away, cleansed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
即便我们的罪行已经借着我们主耶稣基督的宝血洗净了
But we, as sinners, we were still there.
但是我们罪人仍然在那里
And that is the reason why we continue to sin.
那是为什么我们仍然继续犯罪
So the problem now is not with sin.
所以现在的问题不再是犯罪。
The problem now is with the sinner.
这个问题乃在于罪人。
How can we sinners be delivered?
我们的罪人怎样被拯救呢
So you find in Romans chapter 5.
所以我们在罗马书第五章里
Verse 18.
第18节
So then, as it were by one offense towards all men to condemnation, so by one righteousness towards all men for justification of life.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
That's what happened when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
这就是当我们信了主耶稣的时候所发生的事情。
We were justified.
我们被称义了。
And then in verse 19.
然后在19节。
For as indeed By the disobedience of one man, the many have been constituted sinners. So also by the obedience of the one, the many will be constituted righteous.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
So verse 19 tells us,
所以第十九节告诉我们,
how we became sinners.
我们如何成为罪人?
Not because we sin,
并不是因为我们犯了罪,
because of Adam.
乃是因着亚当的缘故。
Because of one man, that is Adam, the many have been constituted sinners.
因着一人就是亚当使得众人成为罪人。
So the problem today is the old man.
所以今天我们的问题乃是那个旧人。
Who is this old man?
谁是这个旧人呢?
A dear brother H.C.G. Moore, he said,
有一位亲爱的弟兄叫做 F.C.G. Moore, 他说道，
All what you were, as the unregenerated sons of Adam, that is the old man.
所有你在没有重生以前所是的，那个乃是旧人。
And Theodore Monod had another definition.
Theodore Monod 他有另外一个定义。
And I think that is a very, very simple one.
我想那是一个非常简明的。
He said the old man is the man of old.
他说那个旧人就是那个旧的人。
So who is the old man?
所以什么是旧人呢?
Of course, it is Adam.
当然就是亚当。
And then all who are in Adam.
那么所有在亚当里的都是旧人。
Because Adam is more than just an individual.
因为亚当不仅仅是一个个人。
He is a corporate man. He is the head of a federation.
他乃是一个团体的人，亚当乃是这个团体人的头。
So we, who were born into this world, we were all in Adam.
所以我们生在这世界上所有的人，我们都在这个人亚当的里面。
And because Adam sinned,
因为亚当犯了罪，
so sin has come into the life of Adam.
所以罪就进入了亚当的生命里，
and sin ruled over that life.
所以罪就在那个生命里面掌权了。
And we who were born to Adam,
我们生在亚当里的人，
We were born with sin in our soul.
所以我们出生的时候，罪就在我们的生命里。
And it ruled over us.
它就在我们身上掌权。
So unless we are delivered from Adam,
所以除非我们从亚当里被释放，拯救出来。
Unless we are delivered from the old man,
我们从这个旧人里被拯救出来。
There is no way to overcome sin.
我们没有办法能够胜过罪。
Because we are under its power.
因为我们在他的权势之下。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
when we come to this matter of how can I be delivered from the power of sin,
当我们来到我们如何能够从罪的权势之下得拯救的这个问题中，
we have to be deliveredFrom the old man, from Adam.
我们需要从旧人，从亚当中被拯救出来。
Now, how do we get into Adam?
我们怎样是进到亚当里呢？
We get into Adam by birth.
我们乃是生在亚当里。
How can we be out of Adam?
我们怎样能够从亚当里出来呢？
There's only one way.
只有一条路。
Through death.
就是借着死。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
here you find the gospel, the salvation that God has provided for us.
所以在这里我们看见神为我们预备的那个福音，那个救恩。
So when we come to this practical matter of how can we be delivered from the power of sin.
所以当我们来到这个实际的问题，就是我们如何能从罪中得释放。
We have to go back to the old man.
我们需要回到旧人这里。
We have to go back to Adam.
我们需要回到亚当。
And now we can see the marvelous work of God.
在这里我们就看见神奇妙的作为。
Because in the word of God, it tells us.
因为在神的话语中告诉我们。
If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
若是我们读哥林多前书第十五章。
And there you can see. The first man is Adam.
在那里我们看见头一个人是亚当。
And the second man is Christ.
第二个人乃是基督。
But the second man is also the last Adam.
但是那第二个人他也是末后的亚当。
So you find when our Lord Jesus came into this world.
所以我们看见当我们主耶稣基督来到地上的时候。
The world became flesh.
道就成为肉身了。
And tabernacle among men.
他就支搭帐幕在我们中间。
Full of grace and truth.
充满了恩典与真理。
God became man.
神成为人。
And as he came to become a man.
当他来到成为人的时候。
He became the last Adam.
他就成了末后的亚当。
And being the last Adam,
作为末后的亚当。
And at the same time, the second man.
同时他又是那第二个人。
So here you find the salvation is centered upon him.
所以在这里我们看见了救恩乃是集中在他身上。
We ourselves have no way.To wash away our sins.
我们自己没有办法洗净我们自己的罪。
And in like manner, we ourselves have no way to be delivered from the power of sin.
同样的，我们也在自己里面没有办法拯救我们从罪的权势中出来。
We can try.
我们可以努力。
But we cannot.
但是我们却办不到。
So the only way that we can find deliverance from the power of sin is through Christ Jesus.
所以我们要能够从最终蒙拯救唯一的道路乃是借着主耶稣基督。
Because he came into this world as the last Adam.
因为他来到地上作为末后的亚当。
And also,The second man.
同时他又是第二个人。
In other words, he is the one who concludes the first man.
换言之呢，他把第一个人结束了。
And he is the one who introduces the second man.
他也是那引进第二个人的那一位。
And that is one reason why we find our Lord Jesus had to be crucified.
这就是为什么我们看见我们主耶稣他必须要钉十字架。
Because on the cross,
因为在十字架上
he not only bore our sins in his body,
他不仅在他身上背负了我们的罪
and because of his shed blood,
并且因着他流血
judgment came upon him,
审判临到他
and we are being saved.
我们就蒙了拯救。
But at the same time,
同时
you find that he as the last Adam,
我们看见他作为末后的亚当。
So when he died on the cross,
所以当他在十字架上死的时候
the Adam race came to an end in him.
整个亚当的族类在他里面就被结束了。
And I believe, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我相信
if you have read the normal Christian life,
当你读过那一本正常基督徒的生活
and there our brother Lee used an illustration.
在那里尼弟兄用了一个说明
and I think it is very evident, especially to the Chinese.
我认为呢，这对特别是中国弟兄姊妹是非常清楚的。
Because we always trace our beginning to the Yellow Emperor.
因为我们总是要追溯我们的民族的源头到皇帝。
The Chinese race came from the Yellow Emperor.
中国这个民族的始祖是皇帝。
Now you remember that in legend,
我们记得在这个传说中告诉我们
that once there was a battle, a war between the Yellow Emperor and Chu Yu.
在曾经呢，皇帝和蚩尤之间有过一次的战争。
And during that battle,
在那个征战中
there was heavy fog around.
有大雾。
Now how can you fight in heavy fog?
在大雾中怎么能打仗呢？
But fortunately, 皇帝 Yellow Emperor invented the compass.
但是 很幸运的就是皇帝呢，他发明了指南车。
And because he had the compass, so he was able to fight to victory.
因为他有了指南车呢，他就能够打了胜仗。
And Chu Yu was killed.
蚩尤就被杀了。
Now suppose.
若是我们假设
during that battle, the Yellow Emperor did not have the compass.
若是在那个战争中，皇帝呢没有指南车。
And unfortunately, he was killed by Chu Yu.
而且很不幸的，他被蚩尤杀了。
Then, brothers and sisters of the Chinese race, where will you be?
若是那个时候皇帝就死了，弟兄姊妹们，那么中华民族会在哪里呢？
There will be no you nor me.
那就不会有你和我了。
Because he is our federal head.
因为他乃是那一个团体的头。
So when he died, we all died.
所以当他死的时候，我们众人都死了。
Because we were all in him.
因为我们都在他里面。
But fortunately, he lived.
但是很幸运的，他存活了。
And that's how you and I are here.
这就是为什么你我今天在这里。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
I think this is a good illustration.
我认为这是一个很好的说明,
to show us that we do have a federal head.
让我们看见我们实在有一个团体的头。
There's another illustration we can use.
我们可以用另外一个的例子来说明。
You know, in China today,
我们知道今天在中国,
when a person passed away.
当一个人离开世界。
And then you find in the tombstone.
我们就看见在墓碑上。
There will be his name.
上面刻着他的名字。
And up above is his surname.
在最上面乃是他的姓。
And then following will be his own name.
接下来是他的名字。
Now if a person passed away,
若是一个人过世了
，and then you find on the tombstone，
我们就看见他的墓碑上
，the first name is black，
第一个字呢，那个姓呢是用黑色的字
，and his own name will be in red，
他自己的名字是用红色的
，why？
为什么呢
？Because he has died，
因为他死了。
But his family still have some people living to bear that surname.
但是他的家族仍然有人存活来继续那个姓。
Now suppose you are the last of that family.
若是假设你是这个家族的最后一个。
And when that person died,
若是那个人死了。
Then you'll find even the surname will be in red.
那么我们就看见那个姓那个字也是漆成红色。
Because that family is finished.
因为那一个家族就过去了。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
I believe people know about this such thing.
我相信呢人们知道这些事情。
That you are not just yourself.
你不仅仅是你个人而已。
You have a root.
我们有一个根源。
And we all belong to that root.
我们都属于那个根。
So God used a marvelous way.
所以神用一个奇妙的方式。
To deliver us from the power of sin.
将我们从罪的权势中拯救出来。
So when our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
所以当我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，Oftentimes we only know a part of what He has done for us.
许多时候，我们只知道他为我们所完成的一部分而已。
We only know that part, how He bore our sins in His body.
我们只知道。他如何在他身上背负我们的罪孽
，and die for us，
为我们而死。
In other words, he is our substitute。
换言之，他是作为我们的代替。
But we oftentimes neglect the other part。
但是许多时候，我们忽略了另外一部分。
And that is, he died as the last Adam。
乃是他作为末后的亚当为我们死了。
So when he died。The whole Adamic race was terminated in him.
所以当他死的时候，整个亚当的族类在他里面就结束了。
So far as God is concerned,
就着神而言，
this Adamic race is finished.
这个亚当的族类已经结束了。
And we who were in Adam,
我们在亚当里的人，
we died in Christ and with Christ.
我们在基督里 我们也与基督一同死了。
Put it in another way.
我们用另外一个方式来说。
When Christ went to the cross,
当基督上十字架的时候
He took all of us with him.
他把我们所有的人都与他一同带上十字架。
So when he died, we too died.
所以当他死的时候我们也死了。
He died not only as our substitute.
他不仅作为我们的代替而死。
He died as our representative.
他也作为我们的代表而死。
He died not only for us.
他不仅为我们而死。
He died as us.
他作为我们死了。
So when he died, we died too.
所以当他死的时候，我们也死了。
The Adamic race is finished.
整个亚当的族类结束了。
So when he is raised from the dead,
所以当他从死里复活的时候，
as the second man,
作为第二个人，
then we all are being raised together with him.
我们众人也与他一同复活。
So in Romans chapter 6 we find,
所以在罗马书第六章里我们看见，
how we will identify with him in his death.
我们要怎样在他死的形状上与他联合，
and identified with him in his resurrection.
我们也就在他复活的形状上与他联合认同。
Now you read Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
我们现在就来到罗马书第六章第六节。
It says, knowing this.
因为知道。
This is a spiritual knowledge that we must have.
这是我们必须要有的一个属灵的认识。
Knowing this.
因为知道。
Knowing that something has been done.
知道有一件事情已经完成了。
It concerns more with what we call objective truth.
这是我们所称为那客观的真理的一面。
Now, what is objective truth?
什么是客观的真理呢？
Objective truth is what God has done in Christ Jesus.
客观的真理乃是神在基督耶稣里所完成的。
All that our Lord Jesus has done on Calvary's cross are objective truth.
所以我们主耶稣基督在加略山上十字架上所完成的都是客观的真理。
It is not in any way affected by circumstances or by you and me.
这不会受任何环境或者你我的影响。
What Christ was done on the cross is once forever.
基督在十字架上所完成的乃是一次到永远的。
Because in the sight of God, it is finished.
因为在神的眼中看，那是完成的。
You cannot take away from it. You cannot add anything to it.
我们不能把它拿去一些什么，或者加进一些什么。
And it is true.For all ages.
它乃是历世历代都是真实的。
It will not be affected by time or space.
它不受时间空间的影响。
So when Christ died 2,000 years ago,
所以当基督在2000年前死的时候，
in the sight of God, all the sins of the world has been redeemed.
在神的眼中来看，全世界的罪都被救赎了。
Now whether you give sins are forgiven or not,
不论你的罪被赦免了没有，
in your personal experience, you have to believe.
在我们个人的经历里面，我们必须要相信。
But in the sight of God is all prepared.
但是在神的眼中看，他已经预备好了。
The same thing is true.
同样的真实。
When Christ died on the cross,
当基督在十字架上死的时候，
He died not only as an individual person.
他不仅作为一个个人而死。
He died as a corporate man.
他是作为一个团体的人在那里死了。
So when he died, all the Adamic race died.
所以当他死的时候，整个亚当的族类死了。
In the sight of God, the Adamic race is finished.
在神的眼中看，亚当的族类已经结束了。
But of course, in our experience, you have to know and believe.
但是当然，在我们的经历上面，我们必须要知道它，并且要相信它。
So first of all, we need to know this eternal truth.
所以首先我们要知道，要认识这个永远的真理。
And this eternal truth is very simple.
这个永远的真理乃是一个单一的。
When Christ died, you died in him.
乃是非常简单的。当基督死的时候，你我在他里面都死了。
And brothers and sisters, again, if you have read that normal Christian life,
所以弟兄姊妹们，若是你读过正常的基督徒生活这本书，
there our brother Washmani gave his personal experience.
在那里，尼弟兄讲到他自己个人的经历。
He was saved, and for 7 years after he was saved, he struggled.Over this matter.
在他得救以后，有七年之久，他在这件事情上有挣扎。
He knew that his sins were forgiven.
他知道他的罪孽已经蒙了赦免。
But he discovered that after he had believed in the Lord Jesus, he continued to sin.
但是他发现，在他信了主耶稣之后呢，他仍然继续犯罪。
He did not want to.
他不愿意犯罪。
But he couldn't help it.
但是他却没有办法。
So he struggled over this matter for 7 years.
所以为着这件事，他挣扎了七年之久。
He fasted, he prayed.
他禁食，他也祷告。
And he asked people's help.
他也寻求人的帮助。
And whenever he asked for help,
当他寻求帮助的时候，
he was told,
他人就告诉他，
You must reckon yourself as dead to sin.
你必须要算你自己向着罪是死的。
So he said he tried to reckon himself as dead to sin.
所以他就说，他就开始天天算自己向罪是死的。
But the more he reckons, the more lively is the power of sin.
但是他越算呢，罪的权势在他里面就越活泼。
And he struggled over this matter for a long time.
他为着这件事情挣扎了许久。
He even came to the point.
他甚至达到一个点，
that if he could not be freed from sin, he should not preach anymore.
他不应该犯的罪，他没有办法胜过，并且他继续犯。
But one day he was in his room.
直到有一天，当他在自己房间里，
and he was reading the word of God.
他在读神的话语。
And suddenly, a light came to him.
忽然之间光临到他。
He saw God has put him in Christ.
他看见神将他放在基督里。
So when Christ died, he too died.
所以当基督死的时候，他也死了。
It is not a matter of how he will die.
不是关于他要如何死的这件事。
It is a matter that 2,000 years ago, He was already dead.
而在于两千年之前，当基督死的时候，他已经在那里。
It is in Christ.
乃是在基督里。
And when he saw that,
当他看见这个光
，to reckon himself as dead to sin is simple.
要算自己像罪是死的，变得很容易，很简单。
Because it is reckoning upon a fact.
因为乃是就着事实来算。
It's not reckoning upon a feeling.
不是照着感觉来算。
And he was so emancipated.
在那里，他得着极大的释放。
He walked downstairs and met the brother who worked in the kitchen.
他从楼上下来，遇见在厨房里做饭的弟兄。
He laid hold on him.
他就抓住他。
And said, "Brother, do you know that I have died?"
他说，弟兄，你知不知道我已经死了
？And that brother looked at him.
那位弟兄就看着他。
Couldn't understand what he meant.
没有办法领会他在说什么。
And he said he wanted to go through all the streets of Shanghai and shout that he has died.
他说他想到上海街上所有的街上去大喊说他已经死了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，This is knowing this.
这乃是这里讲到的知道这件事。
We need to know this.
我们需要知道这件事。
This knowing is not just a mental understanding.
这个知道不仅仅是头脑的一个领会而已。
If you only understand this mentally,
若是我们只是头脑中的领会
，and you try to reckon yourself as dead, you find you're more alive.
我们要算自己是死的时候，我们越算，我们就越活。
But if you know this in your spirit,
但是若我们在灵里面知道了这件事情
，the Lord opens your understanding.
主开了我们的悟性
，and in your spirit.You see the cross.
在我们的灵里面看见了主的十字架。
You see Christ crucified.
我们看见基督在那里被钉死。
And you see yourself in him.
我们看见我自己在他里面。
Your old self.
我的旧人。
In him.
在他里面。
So when he dies, you die.
所以当他死的时候，你我都死了。
This is an eternal fact.
这是一个永远的事实。
It is done.
它已经完成了。
You don't need to do anything.
我们不需要做任何的事。
You just reckon it as true.
我们只要来算它是事实，是真的。
And that becomes very easy.
这就变得非常的容易。
And when you reckon yourself as dead unto sin,
当我们算自己像罪是死的
，and alive unto God.
我们像神是活的
，But don't forget it is in Christ.
但是请不要忘记，那乃是在基督里。
Whenever you turn to yourself,
当我们转向自己的时候
，it is not true.
那就不真了
，because the truth is not there.
因为那个真理不在你我里面。
The truth is in Christ Jesus.
真理乃是在基督耶稣里。
So you only reckon it in Christ Jesus.
所以我们只在基督耶稣里来算。
And you find that how.It is true.
这样我们就发现它是何等的真实。
So Romans 6:6 said.
所以罗马书六章六节说。
Knowing this.
因为知道这个。
That our old man has been crucified with him.
我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
And then what happened?
那么发生什么事呢
？That the body of sin might be annulled，
使罪身灭去。
That we should no longer serve sin，
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
I was saved among the holiness people。
我是在一般圣洁会的中人中间蒙恩得救。
And among the holiness people, there was a teaching.
在圣洁派的弟兄姊妹们中间有一种的教导。
We need a second blessing.
我们需要第二次的祝福。
The first blessing is when you confess your sins, believe in the Lord Jesus, have your sins forgiven.
第一次的祝福乃是我们认罪相信主耶稣我们所认的罪就得着了赦免。
But you need a second blessing.
但是我们还需要第二次的祝福。
And the second blessing is when the root of sin in you is eradicated.
第二次的祝福乃是在我们里面那个罪根被拔出来。
And when that root of sin is eradicated, then you sin no more.
当那个罪根在我们里面被拔出来以后，我们就再不犯罪了。
I was saved among these people.
我就是在这样一般的弟兄姊妹中间得救的。
But unfortunately, even in that very conference,
但是很可惜的，就是在那样的特会中
，the founder of that organization.
在那一个组织的创始人身上
，lost her temper among the crowd.
她就在群众中间呢发了脾气。
But they have a kind of reasoning.
但是他们有一种的解释。
This is not sin. This is weakness.
这不是罪，这乃是软弱。
And I just couldn't accept it.
我没有办法接受这种说法。
The way to be delivered from sin is not by eradication.
我们要从罪的权势中被拯救出来，不是拔出罪根。
Sin as a power will be in us until we die.
罪作为一个权势会在我们里面直到我们死。
As long as we still live on this earth,
只要我们活在地上,
it is there.
它就在那里。
So what is God's way of deliverance?
所以神拯救的方式是什么呢?
God's way of deliverance is not eradication.
神拯救的方式不是把它连根拔除。
God's way of deliverance is isolation.
神拯救的方式乃是使他隔绝。
So as you read Romans 6:6,
所以当我们读罗马书六章六节，
Knowing this, our old man was crucified with Christ.
因为知道我们的旧人和基督同钉十字架，
That the body of sin might be annulled.
使罪身灭绝。
That we should no longer serve sin.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So sin here is a power.
所以在这里罪是一个权势。
We know that after our forefather Adam sinned,
我们知道我们的始祖亚当犯罪之后，
sin as a power came into his life.
罪像一个权势一样进到他的生命里。
And sin became the master of his being.
罪成为他这个人的主人。
And this sin dwells in our soul.
这一个罪住在我们的魂生命里。
Dwells in our old man.
那是在我们的旧人。
Our old man is like a steward.
我们的旧人像是一个仆人，管家。
Sin as the master.
罪做了主人。
He will give his command to the old man.
他向这个旧人发命令。
And the old man will relay that command to this body of sin.
这个旧人就把这个命令传给罪身。
Because this body is now a body of sin.
因为这个身体现在变成了一个罪的身体。
To sin is the work of this body.
犯罪呢，乃是这个身体所做的工作。
So what is the way of deliverance?
所以这个拯救的道路在哪里呢？
Instead of rooted out the sin from us.
不是要把罪从我们里面连根拔除。
It is still there.
它实就在，人就在那里。
But the way of deliverance is put the old man to death.
但是拯救的道路乃是把这个旧人放在基督里死了。
In other words, when sin gave his command,
换言之，当罪在那里再发命令的时候，
nobody is receiving that command.
没有人来接受他的命令了。
And because nobody receives that command.
因为没有人来接受他的命令。
So the body of sin is annulled.
所以这一个犯罪的身体就被灭绝了，就失业了。
Annulled doesn't mean annihilated.
这一个灭绝并不是被消灭了。
It means unemployed.
这一个灭绝的意思乃是他失业了。
This body was employed by sin.
这一个身体呢，被罪雇用了。
And now, this body is unemployed.
现在呢，这一个身体呢，它失业了。
And that is the way that we no longer serve sin.
这就是我们能够不再做罪的奴仆的道路。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we thank God for His marvelous way of deliverance.
我们感谢神为着他奇妙拯救的方式。
That He used the way of isolation.
他用那隔绝的方式。
He will allow sins to still be there.
他仍然许可罪在那里。
I think He has a good reason for it.
我相信神有他一个美好的原因。
That we have to be careful, we have to be humble.
我们必须要留意，我们必须要谦卑。
And yet, sin is so isolated that it cannot work anymore.
然而，罪被隔绝了，以至于它再不能起功效。
And our body of sin is unemployed.
而我们这个犯罪的身体就失业了。
So as you read the book of Romans,
所以当我们读罗马书的时候
after you have known this thing,
当我们知道了认识了这件事
then the first step will be in Romans chapter 6 verse 11.
那么第一步就是在罗马书第六章第十一节里。
So also ye, reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里，却当看自己是活的。
First, you see the old man was dead.
首先，我们看见那个旧人已经死了。
And then, you reckon it as dead in Christ Jesus.
然后，我们就在基督里面算他是死的。
And also reckon yourself as alive to God.
并且我们向着神算自己是活的。
And this is faith.
这就是信心。
Faith is based upon fact, not upon feeling.
信心乃是根据于事实，而不是根据于感觉。
Because whenever you begin to look into feeling,
因为当我们开始看自己感觉的时候
you will find your old man is very much alive.
我们就发现我们的旧人是非常的活。
Because you get out of Christ.
因为我们从基督里出来了。
But whenever you look at Christ,
但是当我们注视基督的时候
and you find the old man was dead,
我们就发现旧人是死的
and you're alive in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里面是活的。
This is the first step.
这是第一步。
And then the second step.
那么第二步呢？
How about this body?
我们这个身体怎样呢？
This body is now unemployed.
这个身体呢，它失业了。
Now he needs to be re-employed.
现在他必须要重新被雇用。
So in verse 13,
所以在第十三节,
it says,
他说道,
Neither yield your members instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourself to God as alive from among the dead, and your members instrument of righteousness to God.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具。倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Now since this body of sin has been unemployed,
这一个罪身首先要被解雇。
There is no reason why you should still yield to unrighteousness.
既然被解雇了我们就没有原因了再给罪做不义的器具。
Now, what do you do now?
现在我们该做什么呢?
You seek new employment.
我们要寻找新的雇主。
So you yield yourselves to God as alive from among the dead.
所以要将自己呢，像从死里复活的人， 将自己献给神。
And your members instrument of righteousness to God.
并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And what will be the result?
那么这个结果是什么呢？
For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we do thank the Lord for his perfect salvation.
我们实在为着主那完全的救恩感谢他。
He not only forgive all our sins,
他不仅赦免了我们一切的罪，
but he opened the way for us to be delivered from the power of sin.
并且他为着我们能从罪的权势底下得释放开了一条路。
That he even will accept us to serve him.
他甚至能够接纳我们来侍奉他。
And even in our daily life,
甚至在我们日常的生活中，
we can live righteousness unto holiness.
我们能够 称义以至于成圣。
And this is the salvation of the Lord.
这乃是我们主的救恩。
And this is the foundation upon which we can talk about the cross and the flesh and the cross and the self-life.
这乃是我们能够谈论肉体与肉体与十架，十架与我们己的生命的那个根基。
So may the Lord help us.
所以愿主帮助我们。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for Thy perfect salvation.
亲爱的主，我们为着你完全的救恩，我们要感谢你。
Because Thou hast not only borne our sins in Your body.
因为你不仅在你的肉身中背负了我们一切的罪孽。
And by the shedding of Thy precious blood, our sins were forgiven.
借着你流出的宝血，我们的罪得着了赦免。
Thou hast also made provision for us to overcome even the power of sin.
你也为我们能够胜过罪的权势做了预备。
That we may live a life holy, righteous unto thyself.
好使我们能够归给你过一个称义成圣的生活。
We do pray that these will not be just a mental understanding to us.
主啊，我们求你不使这些仅仅成为头脑的知识。
We pray that thou will reveal thy cross so vividly to each and every one of us.
我们恳求你向我们每一个人将你的十字架活化在我们的眼前。
That we may be drawn into all the goodness of it.
好叫我们被吸引进入他一切的美善之中。
We want to glory in the cross of Jesus Christ.
我们愿以主耶稣基督的十字架夸口。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.